After months of rallies, town hall meetings, coffee clutches, and the like, the votes are counted. Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are the winners of the 2016 New Hampshire primary. So, it'll be another 4 years before the Granite State again becomes the center of presidential politics. But when that happens, an immigrant with a store in the town of Hollis will be waiting. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports on an unlikely fixture on the campaign trail for most Republican candidates.
How are you, sir?
Good, how are you doing?
What do you have for me?
If you think the son of Armenians who grew up in Lebanon is an unlikely candidate to host the next Republican president of the United States, you'd be wrong.
My name is Varish Manukyan. I'm a pharmacist in the beautiful town of Hollis, New Hampshire. I've been here since 1985.
The walls inside Manukyan's store are covered with laminated snapshots from over the years, showing him wearing the same star-spangled necktie and smiling next to different GOP candidates. There's also a framed ticket to the last inauguration of a Republican president.
The funny part was when Governor Bush came over here and he saw his brother's inauguration. He says, I hope I'm going to be on this wall one day.
Yesterday, Manukyan was proudly wearing that same tie and a sticker that says, I voted.
The only person we couldn't get him here was Ted Cruz and Donald Trump.
This all started when Manukyan got into local politics. And in the Granite State, local is presidential.
The beauty of it here is that the candidate is here, the people are here, and they ask questions face-to-face, just like me and you standing next to each other.
Manukyan also invites school children to his store so they can meet a future president.
To show them how important is New Hampshire, how important is the primary.
One person who's learned that is employee Sandy Joyce, a Massachusetts native. Part of her job is taking care of the store's pet parrots.
So it's been fun, although I'm a Hillary fan, so... So it was very interesting. Yeah. Right, bud? Yeah.
Yep, those parrots may inspire customer jokes about politicians repeating the same lines, but Manukyan says for him, these candidate visits are serious business.
Then people ask me a lot of time, like, Varish, why do you let the candidates hear the cameras? You lose a whole day of work. I said, you guys don't understand. Every day I wake up, I kiss the ground that I am here in this country and I'm an American citizen, I said. No matter how much I give back, I don't think it's enough.
Varish Manukyan says he's not sad the 2016 New Hampshire presidential primary is over. He's grateful to have a part in the democratic process. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.